This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from Chevrolet. At Chevrolet, we bring people together with the things that matter to them most. Visit chevrolet.gm.ca.
One of the few joys of aging, and really this is a joy that begins any time after about 21 years old, is the ability to say, when I was growing up. So here we go. Let me indulge. When I was growing up, the only water we drank came from the tap. Well, things have changed. They've really, really changed since then. Now, of course, you can buy bottled water from sources around the world and up the street. And the water bottle has become as ubiquitous as a Tim Horton brown coffee cup. On soccer fields, at business meetings, in restaurants, water bottles everywhere. My next guest has had enough of water bottles. Suzanne Korf has taken to picking up other people's used bottles. She lives in Montreal's West Island, and she's in our Montreal studio this morning. Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning.
What prompted you to start picking up the empties?
Well, I really care about the environment. I do a lot of recycling. I think I was one of the first people to jump on the recycling band. I used to bring things home from work because we didn't have recycling there and put them in my recycling at home. So I'm used to carting things around, and it just drove me a little nuts seeing all these empty water bottles hanging around. They're light, they're easy to take back home. So, you know, I'd be out for lunch with some friends, and they'd all have water, and I'd ask for just regular water, and then after we'd finish, I'd say, okay, can I have your bottles, please? And they'd sort of look at me funny, but I'd say, oh, I'm just going to tuck them in my purse. Don't throw them in the garbage. And I'd do the same thing at soccer games with the kids. Afterwards, I go and pick up the bottles that are lying around and bring them home, and, you know, you get a few strange looks, but... My kids are used to it. They help me now.
So people don't regard you as a sort of eco-terrorist?
No, actually, I think I make them feel a little guilty. Usually what happens is they sort of give me an odd look and they go, oh, no, it's okay, and they put it in their purse.
So how many bottles do you pick up in a week?
Oh, I don't know. It changes. If I'm at the end, the last person, if my child is the last person playing soccer, then there can be a lot of water bottles or basketball. At the end of the day, there's a lot of them. If we're an early morning one, then there's just a few. I mean, I don't run around and pick up them all over the place. It's sort of as it's convenient. So, but my recycling box is pretty full. I often have to go and at night and creep around and put some of my recycling in other people's boxes.
We first learned about this habit you have when you wrote an opinion piece for the Montreal Gazette. And in the piece, you wrote that you did a little research and you found out that the average American consumed 26 gallons of bottled water. This is in 2005.
Yeah.
But less than 20% of those bottles were actually recycled. What went through your mind when you learned that?
I just had images of bottles, you know, not decomposing in landfills all over the place, you know, huge piles of them. I mean, you see them everywhere. I mean, I have friends that are really addicted to water, and it seems, I think it's something to do with being in your 40s, which I am, and you're thinking about getting older and looking healthier and looking better, and water seems to be the thing that women really, especially more than men, you know, think that's going to help them. And, you know, I have a girlfriend that has, like, her whole car is full of empty water bottles. I mean, we're really drinking a lot of these water bottles, and there are other ways to get water without...
Yeah, like a tap?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. And you can, you know, fill your own water bottles and bring them to your sports or work or whatever and refill them from the tap.
Does it bother you that some of the advertised water is just really tap water? I mean, the stuff that's in the bottle?
At first I thought, well, that's kind of ridiculous because people are buying water, you know, because they want healthier water. But then I realized most people just buy water because it's for the convenience. And actually, the tap water in the bottle might be better for the environment, ironically, because what I learned when I was doing a little bit of research is that the natural spring sources, they may actually risk damaging the balance. You know, the nature is very delicate, and if you're taking a lot of water out and the nature's not able to replenish it, that's going to affect all kinds of things like fish and plant life and, you know, pollution levels, and so it's actually might be better.
So what do you want people to do instead of carrying around plastic bottles, which are convenient, and that's what, you know, our times are all about?
Well, at least if you're going to do that, at least bring your water bottle home. Don't throw it in the garbage. At least, you know, let it get recycled and made into something else. If people just reuse their plastic water bottles. If apparently there's some numbers that are better. I wrote in my article numbers 1, 2, 4, and 5 plastic bottles are better.
Yeah, you look at the bottom of the bottle and see.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's in the little triangle, and those ones are better. You can reuse those a few times, but you shouldn't be reusing those plastic water bottles a lot of times because apparently that can the chemicals can leach into the water, so that's not healthy. But if you do it a few times, and at home, if you just drink tap water, and you can, I buy a Brita water filter, and there's other brands. I'm not promoting one brand over another. And you just filter your water at home. I mean, the water at home has, you know, it has to pass certain standards. And if you want to filter it even further, and for the taste, you know, it might make it taste better if the water in your area tastes a little funny. That's what I do. And I hardly use plastic water bottles at all. I mean, it'll be the very rare case in emergency that I'll buy some because I'm out somewhere and the dog is dying and and not for me, but it's like, oh, I've got to give the guy some water.
Yeah. We call you the water bottle lady around here as we were talking to you. Are you all right with that?
That's fine. Yeah, yeah? Sure. I've been called worse. That's not so bad.
Well, I wish you more room in your recycling bin.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Suzanne Korf in Montreal.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.